Good morning. It's the 22nd of June. For our New Testament reading today, we're in Revelation chapters 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you two sections from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory. This particular chapter is headed The Amen. Most people imagine that the use of the word Amen at the end of a prayer signifies the end. Others, with more insight, have expressed the meaning of the word as so be it. The real significance is deeper still, for Amen is a transliteration from the Hebrew, and any study of the word must begin, therefore, in the Old Testament. The lexicons tell us that there are as many as 12 closely related words that come from the one root, Amen. To gain an insight into the meanings associated with these words, we can divide them into three main categories. One, to do with building, meaning to prop, to stay, to support. Two, to do with God, meaning faithfulness, fidelity, truth. And three, to do with God's people, meaning to be faithful, to believe, to trust. Brother Dudley then goes on to give some examples of the various usages, which we haven't got time to look at now. At the end of the chapter, he writes this. In the Apocalypse, the idea of the faithfulness of God is emphasised very strongly. Note, for instance, that the three titles used of the Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 1, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, are all drawn from Psalm 89, the theme of which is God's faithfulness to the covenant that he made with David, as you can see in verses 1, 2, 3, 5, 8 and 17. The idea is carried over into the message to the seven ecclesias of Asia. Thus, the message to Philadelphia is from He that is holy, he that is true, Revelation 3 verse 7, and the promise to him that overcometh is that he will become a pillar in the temple of my God, verse 12. The reference carries us back to the temple built by Solomon, and perhaps to the two pillars of brass, Jachin and Boaz in particular. The interesting fact, however, that links with our opening summary is the connection that the Hebrew word Amen had with building. The word translated pillar, which means literally to support, to uphold, is, in the Old Testament, this very word Amen. And the promise is one of assurance of everlasting stability in God's spiritual house. For those so blessed shall go no more out. It remains to note that to the ecclesia at Laodicea, the Lord addresses himself in a direct allusion to Isaiah 65 as the Amen, the faithful and true witness. All our thoughts are perhaps caught up and expressed by the words of our hymn 174, written by Brother David Brown and included in The Golden Harp, our community's first hymn book, in 1864. Speed on, O God, the hour when, free from sin, we'll rise, thy sons of power glorious within, and, with the Christ confessed, blessing and ever blessed, rule o'er the earth at rest in the Amen. And surely we can all say Amen to that. Thank you for listening to me.